Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. This is Joyce Riley, and it is the 28th day of April. It is Tuesday, and you're in the right place. That is, if you want to hear the reality of where we are today and why, oh my gosh, do not miss the next hour. The Secret History of the American Empire. John Perkins will be joining us. I'm going to tell you, this is a book that tells it all. I don't know how I did it, but it's out there. It's been out there for a while. But we're going to talk to John Perkins about how the U.S. government has co-opted and corrupted other governments. He goes through every continent just about, and it is scathing. So we'll be talking to John Perkins in the second hour. Third hour, we're going to be talking to Chris Busby, and Chris is an expert in radiation. We'll talk to Dr. Busby about Chernobyl. It's the 28th anniversary of Chernobyl, and also Fukushima. All right, getting to the news today, the game has changed, and I mean that. There's no doubt, if you watched what happened last night in Baltimore, you know the game has changed. We definitely must spend some time on the Baltimore situation because it is without a doubt going to be the beginning, I believe, of more riots and of more we the people versus the government. Am I taking sides on this? No. But I could take each side reasonably. It is all about the truth, right? Well, the people were lied to many times in the investigation of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old man who ended up after an arrest. He was on his bicycle, and they said that he was stopping the flow of traffic because he was on a bike. So they arrested him, and he ends up at the police station with a broken spine, fractured neck, and horrendous injuries. And they said to the people, well, he wasn't buckled in the van. Now that has started, literally, the burning down now of 50 buildings. At least 50 buildings and businesses were looted and burned yesterday in Baltimore. A lie requires another lie to support it. And the police and the mayor are doing their very best to provide those lies. And people are responding. I do believe now this is going to be a major change because now the people realize, as the anchors kept saying, there's more of us than there are them. And it certainly showed. So we're going to talk about that after the break. If you go to a certain motel, be prepared to have them turn over all of the people that stay at that motel every single night to the police department. No, I'm not kidding. It is so hard to believe, and I'll tell you a little bit later which motel it is, that nightly turns over all of the names of the people staying there so that they can, the police, can check for any outstanding warrants. I'll tell you what, it's time we get busy saying not no, but heck no, we're not going to do business with certain people. A lot more news. Oh, my. A lot more news, ladies and gentlemen. Iran insists that Israel now give up the nuclear bomb. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world so much that you're willing to go out of your way to listen to a program like this because you want to know the answers. Why are we in the mess we're in today? Why does every country hate America? Why does it seem that we always are involved in the inner workings of every other country that has resources? And I mean major resources. Because the United States has been involved for years in the corruption of foreign governments. The dirty details have come out in a book called The Secret History of the American Empire. And I think you will be surprised. Maybe not surprised at the dirty dealings of the U.S. government, but surprised that John Perkins was able to put it into a book and get the information to the people. We'll be talking to him a little bit later. Just to give you information, the financial news, Dow was down about 71 points prior to the opening at 8:30 this morning. European markets down 1% or more, all of them. Gold is at 1202, silver at 1637, Bitcoin 225, and oil 5681. Now let's talk about what happened in Baltimore. First of all, the Baltimore Orioles game was canceled. Now that's kind of a big deal when they cancel a game. But the rioters were very near the area, and they were afraid and locked up the gates. There was major rioting, not demonstrating, but major rioting. School got out at about 2:30, and there was some talk about this thing called a purge that the students were going to do. There was a statement issued by the police department, Baltimore Police Department, that they had good intel that they were going to take out cops. So everybody was on alert, or let's say should have been on alert, especially after what happened last Saturday night in Baltimore. They had fair warning that there was going to be a problem. And one would think so because yesterday was the funeral of Freddie Gray. 25-year-old man on a bicycle arrested for, I don't know, not staying with the flow of traffic or whatever, and ends up with a severed spine. I can't even conceive of how that one happened. Fractured neck and horrible injuries. He dies a week later. The police say, well, he wasn't strapped into the van. Big mistake, police department, to lie to the people more. Because they're getting it now, and they're tired of it, and they're responding. One more lie, after a lie, after a lie, is all it's going to take to get every city on fire in this country. We all feel that sense of, how dare you lie to us again? And so it happens. The mayor did it herself. Well, let me just say, before I get to what the mayor lied about, who is black also, the whole entire administration that's been on television is black. The mayor, the police chief. So at 2:30, when school let out, there were lots and lots of students. Some have said about 1,000 students that gathered and started demonstrating at that point. And then it shortly turned into a riot because they found out that the police were in a stand down. There were about 200 police, 1,000 students, and it became a mess. They started throwing rocks and bricks. Now, my question is, as I looked at this street in Baltimore, where did all the rocks and bricks come from? Wait a minute. It almost looked like a setup situation with rocks and bricks all over the streets. They were picking up. Now, what urban city has rocks and bricks laying around? It just doesn't happen. Now, I can understand in Texas or Missouri, we got lots of rocks around, not a lot of bricks. But where did it all come from? Well, it became a disaster. 27 people were arrested yesterday out of the thousands that ended up demonstrating and burning and torching buildings. Only 27. Now, that's the number they're giving. 15 police officers wounded and injured, primarily from rocks. But what was so strange was, number one, where did all the rocks come from? And then the Crips and the Bloods and another group have now joined together. The Crips and the Bloods being a gang, obviously, most people are familiar with, and another gang called the BGF that they're referring to on TV as the BGF. Well, they want to call it the BGF because that's more politically correct, because the real name of the group is the Black Guerrilla Family. And they felt uncomfortable saying that on CNN, I guess, so they were referring to it as the BGF. The Black Guerrilla Family comes out of prisons. It was formed in prisons. These people have all become a family after they left prison. So the Crips, Bloods, and the BGF have now joined together. So you've got bad guys versus the police, or the people versus the police, the bad guys, whatever you want to label them. The police appeared there at this demonstration, and they did not look like they were prepared with riot gear at all. They had no shields. Well, some did, some did not. They didn't have riot gear on, regular police officer uniforms. And the question was, why weren't they prepared, given the fact that they knew that was the funeral that day of Freddie Gray? And, by the way, the family did say, do not do any damage to this town. Do not riot. Do not do all those things, please, in his name. And they didn't adhere to that. They went ahead and they just stormed and created a war zone out of that area of Baltimore, where, coincidentally, Freddie Gray was arrested. The looting became unbelievable at the CVS pharmacy store. Looting, these people were running in and out all the time with suitcases full of stuff. And the police stood down and watched it, just like they did in Ferguson. Which makes me wonder, wait a minute, are they trying to create a problem here and create animosity against the black people by letting them show who they are and what they are and what they're going to do? I'm not justifying any of the looting at all, period. It is so wrong in their own home, own neighborhood to be doing this. And they did say that most all those people were from that area of Baltimore. So you've got the police standing down, allowing them to go in and loot all those stores. There were a total of 50, at least, that were burned and or looted. And the police stood down. They then canceled the Baltimore Orioles game. The looters started setting police cars on fire. And then they set the CVS building on fire. No fire truck came. None. And people are thinking, where's the fire truck? Why aren't they going to put out this fire? Why are they going to let the whole building burn down? That's my question. Why did they allow Baltimore to descend into chaos? Why did they allow that building to burn? Then the Nation of Islam joined in, and they were going to the church to try and do something to stop this. Finally, after about an hour of the CVS burning building, a fire truck did appear. And then the demonstrators, or the rioters, or the looters, then cut the fire hose. The mayor, who is black, young woman, did a news conference and did another lie. She said, we gave them space to destroy. We gave them space to destroy? Was this by design? To create a scenario where they were in the streets burning anything and everything they could find. Was this by design? And then they said the ruffians have taken over the streets. Well, I think it's a little bit worse than that, but yes, the ruffians have taken over the street. But I guarantee you, that mayor would have not allowed that destruction to take place in her neighborhood. Why was she allowing all of these young black men to destroy a certain area of Baltimore? Then later on that evening, she was asked by a reporter about the statement that she made, we gave them space to destroy. And she said, that is not what I said. I did not say that. Do not change my words. Well, ladies and gentlemen, every network is playing where she said, we gave them space to destroy. You know, this country has become all about lying, then covering up the lie, then saying, I didn't lie. And don't you dare accuse me of lying when they've obviously lied. This is the worst day, listeners, of rioting in Baltimore since the 60s. Or probably anywhere else, just about. It is bad. And the message to the Crips, Bloods, and the Black Guerrilla family, and all the demonstrators is, there's more of you than there is of us. Now what's going to happen the next time around? Because now they've called in the state police. Now they've called in the National Guard. Now they've called. Why didn't they do that before? Have them on standby. Why weren't they prepared for this? Why did they purposely allow this organized frenzy to take place? With 27 arrests. There were no arrest teams out there. It was all by design, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk more about this after this. 4 minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. The game has changed. We'll be right back.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80, that's Guns80.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us 24 minutes after the hour. The game changed because they got away with the looting, with everything they wanted to do, and the police stood down. Message to the Crips, the Bloods, and the Black Gorilla family is you won. Try it again. So the mayor then, in her own brilliance, which I shouldn't be second-guessing a mayor. I've never been one before. However, in her brilliance, she said, Well, tomorrow night, we're going to have a curfew. Now, this is yesterday. Tomorrow night, we're going to have a curfew from 10 p to 5a. Really? What about last night? Maybe that would have been a good time to do a curfew, 10 p to 5a. But no, she said Tuesday night. We got to let these guys, you know, get it all out. Then she says, and I was shocked at this one, we're going to cancel school tomorrow. How do you feed an environment like this with people, with anger, social media, and now they've got all the time on their hands for today to plan and do whatever they choose to do. So school is out Tuesday now. Why? Why wouldn't they want to keep the kids in school? That one, I can't figure it out. Now, as I watched these people going into the buildings, burning, looting, doing whatever they were doing, I asked myself, imagine if they were hungry. Imagine all those people that were fueled for whatever they were doing. What if they hadn't eaten in 2 or 3 days? Can you imagine how violent it would be? Can you imagine how much more aggressive and fierce it would be? Or if they were normal dads with normal families that were starving and they were wanting food? I mean, that changed everything. Because where are we headed in this country with not enough food, droughts, doing away with the food supply, killing all the chickens and turkeys that they can kill in Minnesota? Imagine if they were hungry. So this is a mess beyond belief now. They say, well, was Baltimore caught off guard? Baltimore had plenty of warning Saturday night. They knew the funeral was today or yesterday. They knew that if they lied, it would be known. And I'm talking about the broken neck, the crushed larynx, the spine that was severed. And then they throw out the old, well, he didn't have a seatbelt on. Now, wait a minute. As I said yesterday, how many ambulance drivers go even faster in an ambulance and don't wear a seatbelt? And why don't they wear a seatbelt? Because they're trying to save somebody's life in the back of that ambulance. And I can remember when we were going after organs for transplantation, and we would have to go from the airport in an ambulance so fast through the town that it was whiplash. It was like fishtailing in the back of that ambulance. But we didn't have any seatbelts. Nobody did. Nobody ended up with a severed spine and a crushed larynx and a broken neck either. So you see, the lying is now coming to the forefront. And I don't care if you are a 16-year-old black kid who has a desire to be part of the Crips or the Bloods. You don't like to be lied to. And it's coming around. What you have done is now going to come back on you, and we're seeing that. When I saw police cars on fire, I realized those police aren't doing a thing. The police were allowing that to happen. Now, was that to just make the people more angry? And the police more angry? I don't know. Because none of it makes any sense. And when they showed the street where all of a sudden all of these black kids appeared and there were rocks and it was like rocks and bricks ready for the taking, I couldn't figure out, where did all this come from? It doesn't look like any street I've ever seen with rocks and bricks all over it. So anyway, when they cut the fire hose, that incensed the people even more. Well, it incenses me too. You are not even allowing your own community to thrive and live. You're doing everything you can to devastate it. And then they just finally said the ruffians have taken over the streets. Ladies and gentlemen, what happens when the ruffians take over the streets and the patriots and the everybody else, and they're also hungry? What happens then? We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Remember that. What happens if they're also hungry. We'll be back 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. The motel you don't want to stay in. Coming up, we'll be right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I am so glad to be back. I feel so good. I cannot tell you what happened when I was gone for 2 weeks. I don't know what happened, but I do know that something dramatically took place in my life. And we'll talk more about it on Friday. I will just tell you this, that I was at Gary Null's ranch, Dr. Gary Null, for 2 weeks. We're going to have him on the show. I want to know what happened, but there's no way. It's called energy work, he says. But I'll tell you what, I'm totally different now. Feel so much better. So I want to know more about this energy work that we did, and how it could have changed my outlook, my pain level, my everything. It's just incredible. So I'm so grateful and so blessed. Thank you for all your prayers. I thank my Heavenly Father for the opportunity to feel good to do this show. And for all the people that helped and covered me while I was gone. Everyone that did the radio show for me. Josh is such a good guy to always be there for me. And Gary Franchi. I know you all like Kurt Haskell. Kurt Haskell's going to be talking about the fraud in the CPS on May 5th, so you may want to tune in for that show. And, of course, Jack Blood, who has been there and doing the show every Thursday. Thank you, Jack. All right, let me just tell you, we have a lot of specials at the Power Mall because we need to sell a lot of stuff because we got to stay on the air, so we need your support. Handy Pantry Organic Sprouting Seeds, Wheatgrass Kit, the Jar Top Fermenter we talked about yesterday, Sprouting Jar Lid, Easy Sprouter, Sprout Chart, and Books. We've got those. And remember, like I told you, on the broccoli seed, if you order broccoli seed, the organic broccoli seed, 1 pound of it, it is 40 times more powerful when sprouted than the actual broccoli that you eat. Now, that is a major difference. So there's all kinds of good information on how to sprout. We've talked about it before, and maybe someday we'll talk about it more in detail and what you have found works for you. Also, the Defender Nutritive Pack, 200 servings of Prepper Perfection. That's right. It's non-GMO and organic, nutrient-rich grains, the best GMO-free nutritive, the Defender Nutritive Pack. It's organic. Beyond Health is on special. Rarely happens. Vitamin C tablets, powder. Never be sick again. We're going to have Dr. Raymond Francis on Friday. The Organisil, pure silica and Organisil gel. Matt was on last week talking about the importance of silica for the brain and cardiovascular system, the hair, nail, and joints. Very important. I've been taking it now for a couple of months, and I really like it. The Nature Clean Ozone Machine is on special. North American Herb and Spice is on special. Lots of items. Call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. All right, let's get to the international news now. Iran insists that, well, Israel needs to give up the bomb as Tehran seeks nuclear-free Middle East. Makes a lot of sense, don't you think? Mohammad Zarif was speaking to the United Nations for the non-aligned group of countries. Israel has never admitted or denied, you know, that they have nuclear weapons. However, Zarif says that Israel's assumed nuclear arsenal was a threat to regional security. Could not agree more. The Iranian foreign minister said the non-aligned movement regards Israel's nuclear program as a serious and continuing threat to the security of neighboring and other states, and condemned Israel for continuing to develop and stockpile nuclear arsenals. High priority that they give up the nuclear weapons. You think that's going to happen? Right. Obama opposes Egypt's plan to launch large assault against ISIS in Libya. Well, you could probably put this in the good cop, bad cop news. Why do you think Obama doesn't want Egypt to attack ISIS? Could they be our people? Egypt is getting ready to launch a large air and ground attack against the Islamic State in eastern Libya, quoting military and intelligence sources. Yeah, don't take that one to the bank, I don't think. The Obama administration is reportedly opposed to the operation. ISIS presence in eastern Libya and Sinai poses an unacceptable threat to LCC's country, Egypt. He has been warned in a number of intelligence reports that the Islamic State's terrorists have already penetrated some Egyptian towns and even infiltrated certain army units. Officials warn Senkakis fall under U.S. protection. Japan is going to take a more assertive military role. Following meetings with Secretary of State John Kerry, Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter, Japanese officials, it appears, have been shown how the endgame now that the Keynesian farce is over. And as AFP reports, Agence France-Presse reports, Japan's military to take on more assertive role, according to the Japanese officials, as Japan and U.S. bolster their alliance for the first time in 18 years, noting the alliance serves as the cornerstone of peace in Asia-Pac. Islamic State in West Africa, Boko Haram, rebrands itself. Months after accepting a pledge of allegiance from Boko Haram, the leader of the Islamic State has released propaganda through its social media outlets in which the Nigerian group refers to itself as Islamic State West Africa Province, suggesting their merger is finally complete. Now they call it ISWAP, Islamic State West Africa Province. Why do they always do it in English letters? I just find that very helpful. Suggesting their merger is finally complete. The Nigerian terror group, you would think they would call it a Nigerian name. I mean, I would think. Anyway, the Nigerian terrorist group released a set of new images and video over the weekend in which they referred to themselves under the new name and for the first time appeared unmasked and easily recognizable. This is all prepared, agendized news. You know that, don't you? I mean, I'm telling you what's going on in the world, but please accept it with limited amount of veracity. Iran, though, and Russia, I'm glad to hear this, I think. Should we be happy to hear that, according to Hang the Bankers, that Iran and Russia now officially have ditched the dollar? Bank officials in Iran said on Sunday that a mechanism to transfer money to the country's banks from Russia is now on stream. The deputy governor for currency affairs in the bank Melai of Iran said the mechanism enables Iranian exporters to transfer patients in ruble to transfer payments in rubles from their Russian clients to Iran through Moscow-based Mir Business Bank. No more dollar for Iran and Russia. Greek Municipal Union refuses to hand over confiscated cash to the central bank. And the damage in Nepal now is estimated up to $10 billion, essentially half of their GDP. Unbelievable. It is so bad over there. Well, I'll tell you what, Baltimore sure took the heat out of what's happening in Nepal. And, of course, they're raising money hand over fist. And for what purpose and where is it going to go? That's always the question that remains. Jimmy Carter is going to meet Hamas militants in Gaza this week. I don't know. Find this a little strange. According to Breitbart, former U.S. Democratic President Jimmy Carter will travel to Gaza Strip on Thursday, going to meet with officials from Hamas. You know, that's the terrorist organization that rules the Palestinian territory. They call it terrorist organization. A lot of people call it a political organization. Anyway, he will attempt to seek reconciliation between Palestinian factions, Hamas and Fatah, the latter which rules the Palestinian area of the West Bank. Carter has urged Saudi officials to help with the mediation efforts. Carter plans to arrive in the region on Thursday for a three-day tour of Israel, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip. His request to meet with Israel's prime minister and, I think this is huge. This is really telling, if you ask me. But Carter requested to meet with Israel's president and prime minister, and it was denied. In refusing to meet with the 39th U.S. president, both offices cited that they believe that Jimmy Carter is anti-Israel and pro-Hamas. Wow. So Netanyahu has refused to admit with a former president of the United States. It's a pretty big move. Clinton Foundation has now been put on a watch list of suspicious charities. New York Post reports that Charity Navigator, which describes itself as the nation's largest and most utilized evaluator of charities, has added the Bill Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation to its watch list of problematic nonprofits. They lied, and they lied, and they lied. The Clinton family's mega charity took in more than $140 million in grants and pledges in 2013, but spent only $9 million on direct aid. Makes you wonder what happened to the other $131 million, right? Or where it's going to go to. Well, the majority of it was spent on administration, travel, salaries, and bonuses with the fattest payouts going to family friends. And why should they stop lying after all this time? Remember Watergate? Or remember all the things that remember all the people that died because of what happened with the Clintons. How many people died that were friends of the Clintons? It was Whitewater, not Watergate. Whitewater, that was their major fraudulent involvement. Now, for the motel company that you probably are not going to want to stay in, I'll let you make up that decision for yourself. Guess what? Motel 6 is sending guests personal info to the police every night. I was shocked to read this, but I'll tell you what, never stay in a Motel 6 again. And you know what? Coming back from Texas last week, there were tornadoes around the area, so I decided I better go stay overnight. I did. I went into a Motel 6, and it was so filthy that I could not stay in the room. So I went across the street to Best Western or whatever, and I'm glad I did. But this Motel 6 in Rhode Island, now I don't know if it's just Rhode Island or not, because obviously we don't know who all is doing this. But a Motel 6 in Rhode Island is quietly sending its daily guest list to police, completely unbeknownst to its customers. According to Warwick Mayor Scott Avizian, local police secured the deal with several of the motel chain's corporate managers, and the company complained about a rash of criminal activity. Upon receiving the list, police will examine the backgrounds of each motel guest in order to check for outstanding warrants. Are you kidding me? And they say, well, we got to do it because there's human trafficking in our area. Really? So they're probably thinking that, well, people that don't have very much money, low-life people that probably are convicts or ex or have warrants or whatever, go to Motel 6. I don't know. I'll tell you what. I'm hoping the Power Hour audience doesn't go to a Motel 6. If one Motel 6 is doing it, they could all be doing it. Listeners, I warn you. I warn you. You've been told. And don't just say, oh, but it was the cheapest one around, and so I went there. No. Have a backbone, people. Have a backbone. And Dave in Texas has put together an interesting investigation on the Walmart stores. Remember the four Walmart stores that have shut down for plumbing problems? Really? Anyway, he asked the question, did the research himself, on the five Walmart stores from California to Florida abruptly closed earlier this month as shocked employees were told to leave. Closed for up to 6 months to repair problems, neither the employees, customers, or code enforcement officers knew anything about it. Now, Dave did his own research on this, and I really respect him for this, and I would encourage all of you to do your own research on things that just don't quite make sense to you. Is there another reason behind the bizarre decision to close those supercenters in Pico Rivera, California, Midland, Texas, Livingston, Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma? Is there something that, and there's also one in the suburb of Tampa, Florida. He asked the question, is there something these five stores have in common besides unreported, non-existing plumbing problems? Could there be a connection to the Pentagon and Operation Jade Helm? I think he asked the right questions. Anyway, if you will go to the news section, the Power Hour news section, you can see his complete investigation into Tulsa, Oklahoma, which he says is a home is home to a respectable airport for a town its size. Not the largest airport in the nation, but its airline maintenance facility is one of the largest. And he goes through each one of the stores in the area and relates as to why they might be picked for Jade Helm. There is an Immigration Customs Enforcement detention center nearby. And why, in a large city like Tulsa, would you close down a Walmart? Anyway, you might want to read this article. I would check it out if I were you. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Florida, Livingston, Texas, Midland, Texas, and Pico Rivera, California. Good job, Dave. Proud to have you as a Power Hour listener. Anyway, supposedly the five stores are not being closed for 6 months because their toilets are leaking. We know that. But that's what we're told. Plumbing problems, another lie, another lie. And we get tired of the lies, right? And then we respond. And they say, why are the people so upset? Check it out at the Power Hour News section and also in the email blast. Chipotle restaurant. I like this one. First major U.S. restaurant chain to ditch GMOs. On Monday, Chipotle began serving only food that is free of genetically modified ingredients. You go, guys. Just because food is served fast doesn't mean it has to be made with cheap raw ingredients, highly processed with preservatives and fillers and stabilizers and artificial colors and flavors. You go, guys. Labor troubles return to Los Angeles. Long Beach ports are now going to be suffering from truck driver strike. They didn't need any more problems. Grand Canyon in the crosshairs. Risky mega development moves forward. Common Dreams has that story. We'll be back after this 3 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Back to Power Hour. You know, we were talking about Motel 6 a while ago and the fact that they turned over every night the names of the people that were staying there for a background check to be done on them. And you have to know that Motel 6 had to get permission from the big Motel 6 people to do that. And, you know, I told someone about this situation, and they said, well, I have nothing to hide. I don't care. No, that's not it. It's your own right to privacy. America, get a backbone and stand for what you believe in. Grand Canyon in the crosshairs. Risky mega development moves forward. Common Dream says that the Forest Service is paving a way for foreign investors to exploit America's treasured national landmark and turn it into a profit. The U.S. Forest Service is considering approval for a mega development on the outskirts of the majestic Grand Canyon, a project the superintendent of National Grand Canyon Park has called one of the greatest threats in the 96-year history of the park. The Stylo Development Group, based in Italy, has proposed a sprawling urban development for the tiny town of Tucson near the southern edge of the Grand Canyon, which would include more than 2,100 housing units and 3 million square feet of retail space, along with hotels, spas, and conference centers. The United States has lowered, yay, fluoride levels in drinking water for the first time in 50 years. They're trying to back out of the fact that what they've been telling us was a lie all along, and they're trying to act like, oh, well, we can just lower the amount, right? Anyway, the government's lowering it first time in 50 years. People are getting too much fluoride because they get it in toothpaste, mouthwash, and other products. La, 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 la. One study found that about 2 out of 5 adolescents had tooth streaking or spottiness, and that is from too much fluoride. There is an article. You're going to want to check this out, especially if you have children. 15 plants that teach us sacred geometry at its finest. Now, this is the kind of thing I like. Plant growth is governed by the Fibonacci sequence, which can be understood as a law of accumulation. The role of the Fibonacci sequence is the growth of plants in an intriguing example of the unifying order behind the creation. These patterns exist at all levels and permeate the universe, reminding us that the same swirling energy is shaping sunflowers, whirlpools, spinning galaxies, and our own DNA. Sacred geometry is the meeting of science and spirituality, the blueprint, the structure of space-time that organizes matter. It is an ancient science that explores and explains the language of building blocks of all things in our universe. Check that out. Also, golden milk is an ancient Ayurvedic drink made with turmeric and milk, and one of the best ways to incorporate turmeric in a daily diet. You can read how to do that in the email blast in the Power Hour News section. You know, I've started having every morning what I drink is some form of herb tea, some form of tea. Then I add a shaker of cayenne, or a shake of cayenne, a shake of turmeric, and the wild oregano honey, the natural raw wild oregano honey from North American Urban Spice. And I absolutely love that. And lemon. I add lemon, half a lemon. So the tea, cayenne, wow, excuse me, tea, cayenne, turmeric, honey, and lemon, and it is just absolutely the best. And in other news, a huge magma reservoir has been discovered under the Yellowstone superstructure. A reservoir of hot, partly molten rock, 12 to 28 miles beneath the Yellowstone supervolcano, 4.4 times larger than the shallower, long-known magma chamber. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10-second break with some vegetables you can pickle you probably didn't know about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Power Hour.